I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Tonight, the dogs get into a bunch about movies. I have been grinding through a list of movies that Colin sent me and I give my opinion. A group of flat earthers recently went down to Antarctica and we're in for a rude awakening. We discuss. And we end the show with our top 5 pet peeves. Want to find out what gets under our skin? Stay tuned and find out on this episode of the Lazy Dog Cast. Welcome back, everybody, to episode 3 of the Lazy Dog Cast.
Do it right. There we go.
What is that?
Not that 3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
You got to point at it.
For what?
Episode 3.
Oh, episode 3. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, dude, I just shot a 3.
Got it. Yep.
You get it?
You don't. Yeah, your only habit is you don't miss or what?
That's funny. Welcome back, everyone.
You gotta have like a trademark. Here. Like I just like when Dave's saying hi, like
yeah,
like some boy band, like
something.
Like we do the same thing every single time.
Something sensual.
Yeah, like something from Justin Timberlake back 95.
Yeah, for our like 55 to 75-year-old women demographic,
and our dads. This one goes out to all our dads because they're the only ones listening.
Yeah, yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah, so erectile dysfunction pills affects one out of every male.
One out of every.
One out of every male.
I mean,
eventually,
not me.
I guess.
Okay. Yeah, eventually. That's funny. Damn, they're there now.
Whoa.
Too much.
We got revelations happening already.
So, Colin, last week you brought up something called the Mandela effect.
Yeah.
What's that about?
So, the Mandela effect, as I understand it, is you remember something differently than what it actually ever was. Like a famous one is like Fruit of the Loom, like the little cornucopia full of like fruit and all that stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's never a cornucopia.
Yeah.
It was always just
the fruit. Sure.
Here's another wrinkle in this though. I got on this because people were talking about the Mandela effect happening like in certain things. And there's actual, like someone found Fruit of the Loom like from back in the day with a cornucopia on it.
Really?
So then it's like, it becomes like, are we living in the Matrix type of thing? Like,
it's all simulation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I have a list here on my phone of a lot of Shazam. That's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've heard of this.
The movie Shazam. You guys remember Sinbad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He used the genie. But actually, there's no such movie. It's just Kazam
with Shaq.
With Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which, how is that a thing?
That one's weird. I didn't initially know that one, but that's
I heard that one, and I think people are just mixing up, like, it was, they're just mixing up the names.
Well, no, there is a Kazam with Shaq.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
But there was also a movie with Sinbad. Bro, Sinbad had a run. Remember him and the first president or the president's kid?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Or the first kid?
Yeah.
That was a dope one.
Yeah.
That was a dope one.
Yeah.
Fruit of the Loom, I already talked about.
Sinbad was in one of my all-time favorite Christmas movies, which we'll get to in that time of year.
there you go.
Jingle All the Way.
Nice. What about the Monopoly Man? You know, like Monopoly guy?
Yeah, here we go. He had a monocle.
He doesn't have a monocle.
He never did.
Yes.
He for sure had a monocle.
Yeah.
At some point, he for sure.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, they're just trying to erase certain things.
They're trying to erase our memories.
If somebody had a gun to my head and there was like, hey, you got to get this question right, or you're going to die. And
he
like,
100%.
Did he have one? I'd be like, bro, that's easy, man.
Apparently he didn't.
I'm calling
What
the
about
cops.
Chick-fil-A? Original spelling. C-H-I-C dash filet.
Yeah.
Never. It's always been Chick-fil-A.
Like with a...
just no space?
C-K?
It's always been, with a K on it.
Really? I could have sworn it was with a C.
I'm telling you, bro. C?
Okay. What about, there's some movie quotes actually, I think that I saw that can, that have, like, for example, in Star Wars, right? When,
oh, the, when, my father.
Yeah. What, what's mm-hmm. the quote? Like, it's a famous quote.
I am your father.
See, that's not it. It's, heard... it's no, I am your father. That's what he says.
It's not Luke.
Because, well, he says, like, Luke Skywalker says, you killed my father. And he says, no, I am your father.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No, I am your father.
That's the line. He never says, Luke, I am your father. Luke, I
am. Dude, you know how many times my dad said that to me when a kid, like when I was a kid, just... like he even said, like, yeah, he quoted that. Yeah. That's a good one.
Or, but like, also in that movie, I saw a thing that, like, if you knew German, you could debunk the whole movie without watching it because of the names, like Vader is father. Like, I saw some like thing. I was like, yeah, if you know German, you just know, like, yeah, that guy's, his name is actual dad. It translates to this, and this translates to this.
So what about when they called that guy a schnitzel? Okay, that's good. That never happened, Dave.
Did that happen?
No.
I was like, that's not a.
He said, "Let me see your
popular German."
He said, "Let me see your schnitzel."
How about in the Matrix where he says, "What if I told you?" Right? But they're like, "Let's put, a lot of people say that from the Matrix."
What if I told you?
Yeah, that never happened. He never said that. That's never in there.
I guess I'm not thinking.
Or
no, yeah, he did for sure say that.
He didn't. Apparently.
That's wild.
Is this before he had him take the pill and stuff?
Yeah, I think. I've seen that movie a long time ago, but I think that's when he says it. Or
Snow White.
Go ahead.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's mm-hmm. the? It's not. It's magic mirror on the wall.
Whoa. Yeah.
Yep. Or
I don't know about that one that much.
Yeah, no, I saw that one too. What about Hello, Clarice from Silence of the Lambs?
Hello, Clarice.
Never says that.
Yeah.
Never says that.
Chianti.
Clarice.
He just says good morning. You didn't say hello, Kurt.
No.
That's a lie.
That's lie, fake, dude.
After every, you.
That may be more fake news than the monocle.
Good morning.
Okay. That,
come on.
That's, I mean,
I literally say hello, Clarice.
I know.
Yeah.
Once a week, I say that to myself.
But that proves it, right? That proves how bad, how suggestible our memories are, right?
I've heard about this with like police interrogations.
Yes, eyewitness testimonies are notoriously bad. They've done many studies about this where, they're awful.
All right. Talk about studies. I heard this the other day. It's about like the power of persuasion. So they have a classroom full of like 20 people, right?
Mm.
19 of them are actors. They're all in on the study. One person is a rando guy. Professor on the, or whoever, he shows you like two or three lines, like two lines of different sizes, but close, right?
Oh,
like
okay.
That.
Yeah.
And then he shows you another slide right next to it that says which of these three lines are the same length. All right, so it's one line and then he got three over here.
Yeah.
Which of these three are the same length as this one?
Sure.
It's very clearly B.
Yeah.
The answer is B.
Yeah.
They go one by one around the room. A, 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 A. It gets to the one guy who knows. They show it and he's like looking around.
Like, what are you talking about?
It gets to him and he's like, A.
A, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. And they said it's like big time. Mm-hmm. Like it's not 50-50. It's not 20. It's like
most
70, 80% of the time.
Yeah.
And like everyone's like, oh, I would for sure do it. But it comes down to what you're like.
Well, yeah.
So if we go back, like, is there like an actual definition to the Mandela effect? Or is that like a theory or a studied psychology? Or
I mean, we can probably look it up. But it's essentially just.
It's a term
remembering
for when a group of people misremember an event or phrase.
Okay.
A group of people.
Yeah. So like a misquote in a movie. How do you think that happens? Is it just like one person says it and then it just dominoes from there? Or?
Probably. Or you don't really know what it was and somebody says, Luca, I'm your father. You're like, that sounds right. And it could be some of that, what you were just talking about, how you don't want to, like, if like five people say this, Luca, I'm your father, I don't really know. So am I going to be the one that says, actually, you know, it's not.
Or it's all simulation.
It was actually, it was Luke, I was, I am your father. They erased it from the internet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's plausible.
Totally logical.
Yeah, definitely more likely.
Almost as logical as Flat Earth.
That's a fantastic segue. Yeah. Because we also last week talked about how.
I'm getting good at this, bro. I'm a capital J journalist.
Look at this guy.
Yeah.
Look at this guy. So last week we also talked about how a somebody flew Flat Earthers down to Antarctica. So this was actually a Colorado pastor. His name was Will Duffy. He organized a trip called, and he called it the Final Experiment.
This homie is a round earther.
Yes. He's
trying to get people.
Will Duffy is like, the earth is round.
Right.
Final Experiment?
And he's like.
Sounds very Nazi Reich.
That was Solution, I think.
Final Solution.
Okay. Well, because the Antarctica.
This sounds very okay. Sorry.
Because it's Antarctica.
Yes.
Because it's like their it's like their final frontier. Like that's the ice shelf.
Yes.
And like some people have maps of past the ice shelf is other continents that we don't know about, and they don't know about us. And like here's a map of this.
Yeah.
So it's like Antarctica. Like it's like all these other things they've disproven to flat earthers.
Yeah.
And they won't. They still are like nope. And so they all say, like, he's like, well, if I take you down to Antarctica, who's willing to come? And all these guys are like, I'll go. But when it comes time to
actually
get
do
on
it.
The plane, they all fit.
Yeah.
And one guy does it, right?
There was, I think, like three or four or five guys.
And then they got
shamed. Or in girls.
It's almost like when the left starts getting canceled because of stuff they say by the left. Same kind of thing. Like these flat earthers are like, I'll go.
Yeah.
So I could prove this guy wrong. And all the flat earthers are like, why would you entertain this?
Yeah.
Why would you go?
So the flat earth model, the earth is flat, right? All the continents are in the middle, and there's a big ice wall, as they say Antarctica is, around the outside of
that's
the earth.
That's what holds our oceans right? in, bro.
So what on the round earth, however, in the summer in Antarctica, the sun does not set.
Mm-hmm.
Because of how, I don't know exactly how it works, but because of how the earth is positioned in the summer, the sun just spins. It never goes down. It's never night. It's 24 hours of daylight.
That's like happens in Alaska.
And it obviously that's impossible on the flat earth model. It's not possible because of it's a circle, it's a sheet of ice. Then the earth and apparently the sun like spins around it, right? But it would be impossible to have a 24 hour sun on the flat earth model. So that's why I said, I'll bring you down. We'll bring all the cameras. We'll show you. And sure enough, they have a time lapse 24 hours. It never goes into night, ever. And so the people, to their credit, people were like, I mean, I don't know. This is the only, you know, some of them at least were like, the only way that you can explain this is with the globe Earth. And one of them, the most popular ones, like said, I can't be a flat earther anymore. So now they come back and the flat earthers are like, oh, you're a shill. Right. You're not really a flat earther.
Yeah.
You know, it was all green screen, like constantly. It's like, you know, and this is the same idea of, frankly, moon landing deniers. This is the same thing. Any evidence you give them, fake. It's not real. It's fake. It's made up. NASA lies. It's a conspiracy. Yeah. It's the same concept and idea that if you're not going to believe the evidence that's clearly there, there's nothing that can convince you.
So since I have a dark sense of humor, I'm just picturing this dude, like a single guy. He like figures it out like, oh, dude, this whole thing's been fake. Like my life's been a lie or whatever.
Yeah.
Dude just like takes a gun.
Oh,
he swallows a 9mm.
But like, but honestly though, like, I mean, that'd be extremely difficult for anybody. If you like, this was his whole identity, was he was a flat earther, right?
That's true.
You know what I mean? Being able to be like, hey, I was wrong, very wrong. You know what I mean?
So,
and he made fun of people and like insulted people and all these things for years. And to be able to say, I was wrong and I'm not a flat earther anymore takes a lot of,
so is
frankly,
the,
courage.
Is the sun also flat in their world?
I believe, it's been a while since I looked into specifically what they believe, but it's like a spotlight.
I want to say, yeah, it's like this. And the earth just moves like this,
okay.
Which I also would be like,
so it's like a heat, my argument it's like is a like, heat lamp at McDonald's.
If that's the case, or if it's like this, and we're just moving in a, like this.
So the earth doesn't move in their model. The sun, like the sun moves around,
but
like a spotlight.
Way, if it's flat, how is it ever night ever?
Exactly. Like the sun rays would have to like stop halfway across the world for some reason. I mean, there's just plenty. Yeah. So many.
So if the Earth is flat.
Here's something I have a question about. If the sun is, which is like science can tell me, like Neil deGrasse Tyson or whatever, mm-hmm. like square me away. It's also fun though. But why is space so cold?
Because no atmosphere.
The atmosphere is what warms up the rays.
Well,
is it the firmament? The rays are hitting the firmament, and it's like a magnifying glass, like on ants.
I don't know exactly what it is, but the atmosphere keeps the heat inside. Like it hits the my understanding is the heat
the greenhouse
rays,
effects.
The heat rays hit all the planets, and it hits everything. But since it's a vacuum, it dissipates. Whereas in the atmosphere of the Earth, it gets contained.
Yeah, but it's a little fun though.
Would you guys, if somebody offered you a free trip to Antarctica, would you take it?
Hard pass.
Yeah, I don't think I'd go there. I don't think I'd go to Antarctica.
I wouldn't even want to like tell people I've been there. Like they'd be like, "Yeah, I bet that was cold." It's like I would imagine it takes days to travel there on like 14 different planes and all this stuff.
That'd be terrible.
And then you show up and it's just freezing.
Yeah. What do you do there? Dude, speaking of traveling and how shitty that would be, I started watching a 12-hour series on the History Channel of like the making of America.
Okay.
Like from like people landing. It showed like the different, like where different colonies landed and what they became or whatever. Yeah.
Sure.
Is that the one where they go through like all the like the Titans, like who kind of built America, or is that a different one?
I don't know. I'm like only like
45 J.P. Morgan minutes in. And
maybe
Rockefeller.
I'm sure. And all them. I'm only 45 minutes in, so I'm still like, these settlers are battling it out with Indians up here. These settlers at Plymouth are the ones who started Thanksgiving, and these ones didn't really care about each other, but they had a common enemy, so they started a trade because they wanted guns and rifles and stuff to defeat these other Indians, and so they became homies. It's just like commerce starting. That's where I'm at right now.
History as told by Colin. These homies over here.
These homies.
Hey, man, you know I'm always in on the history.
What's that on?
History Channel. I think I found it on like Prime Video.
Okay.
I watched Killers of the Flower Moon the other day. Leonardo DiCaprio. One of you guys is a Leo.
I like Leo DiCaprio. Right? I think he's great.
I liked Leo until he's found all these Diddy parties.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about his art, not his...
We're already there. Separate the art from the...
Yeah.
You know, I can do that until you start like...
You still listen to Thriller?
No, I don't.
Okay.
You start having it out with kids, bro. I'm out, dude.
Thriller comes on, you just turn it off?
Yeah, yes. You're 100%.
No.
So, I like a lot of Leo movies. All right, he's a great
time,
actor.
If we're at like a party or something, dude, and somebody puts on Thriller... And I don't see you walk across the stage.
The aux cord
he's like
out of the,
jumped out of that.
Yeah,
it's a Colin shaped hole like the Kool-Aid Man. Kaboom!
Like, oh no, absolutely not.
Dude, I'm all about artists from art. Like, you know, like my dad used to be like a big like, oh that guy's. I was like, Dad, you see this movie? No, that dude's a liberal. Like, I'm like, all right, I'll separate artists from art for that, dude. Let's watch this movie. But like, you're diddling kids. Can't separate that. You're a scumbag. You do. You listen to Michael Jackson still?
Yeah.
R. Kelly? You do too?
I mean, if it's... I'm not like... Every once in a while...
I was never a big fan of those, like, but still, it's just like...
I only like two R. Kelly songs
I'm pretty torn up about Leo, dude. Like, Leo has some bangers.
Yeah.
He's a great actor.
He's a great actor.
He's a great actor. I'm not going to watch any more of his stuff.
Dang. See, I can... Yeah, I'll still watch it.
Yeah, I feel like... I guess if you have that specific line... But there's just so many people are bad that you'd be like really not watching anything if you really.
That's a pretty good line. I feel like if you're going to stand on the line, it's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
I mean, I commend you for.
10 toes down, bro. Protect our kids.
What else? You got 10 toes down and anything up? Or?
No.
I don't understand that.
Just 10 toes down. It's just like. I'm ready to
fight. Like you're standing. Standing firm.
Yeah.
Colin's he's standing, as the kids would say, he's standing on business.
Standing on business.
No cap, dog.
Yeah.
Speaking of Leo, I have been putting in some work watching movies since last time we recorded.
Thank you, dude.
Putting in some absolute work.
Let's get it.
You sent me that list.
Let's get it.
I've seen a lot of them.
So excited.
So I watched The Program, Casino, Goodfellas. Godfather 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, you my
hammered Green Street Hooligans. I watched American Gangster, Gangs of New York.
Dude.
I watched all of those.
I've never been more proud of every single one.
Is this all it took to get you to watch movies? I mean, start a podcast and put you on blast.
I never felt a reason. I was like, why?
Okay. So
like,
now,
why these movies?
Okay.
Thoughts.
So I will, I want to talk about one. I want to talk about all of them. Oh, maybe I will. I don't know.
Are we starting with your favorite? Or one that's trash?
So like the one, like out of all the movies that you guys talked about, the glaring one is like The Godfather, because that is like widely regarded as the best movie ever.
And all like the intricacies around it and like, the way they film it and everything.
Mm-hmm. Like it's, everybody says it's the best movie, like 10 out of 10.
Right.
It's a good movie. The hype is too much. It's impossible to live up to the hype that it has. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
okay.
It's the best movie ever. You know what I mean? How can you?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, impossible.
Dude, like, that's like impossible.
Sure, that's not the movie's fault. Yeah. I'm just saying, like.
But it is, it's got to be up there. But here's another one. There is, with Miles Teller, it's like the making of The Godfather. Mm-hmm. I think it's a show, like a series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I watched that and it's like a dramatization of how they had to get the movie made. Cause it was like some real, and it's like, they use real life. Like there's like the mobsters were not happy about how they were being shown and like, so they had to like, dude, they had to like pay like money. And
really?
Like, yeah. Like, hey,
that's ironic.
Come bring me. Huh? Yeah. It was like straight up mob shit, but it was also like, portray me this way, or this is how you do this. Or like, they go over to Italy. Like, like they were at a restaurant and like, legit got shot up because they found out what was going on, like old school Sicilians. So they'd like bump out of there and like, it's crazy, dude.
Interesting.
You should watch that next. I really like the show about it.
Yeah. So, I mean, Marlon Brando as Vito Corleone is fantastic.
Yes.
He is amazing. Like literally, like every scene with him in it is amazing. Every scene that he's not in is not nearly as good. Like he just like, he actually wore like a mouthpiece.
Yes.
In his mouth. Make his mouth. You know how he's like.
Did you know that he took that liberty himself?
Yeah.
Like he showed up and they're like, what the hell are you doing? He's like, no, this is the character.
This is it. Dude, fantastic. Literally everything, every single line he has is perfect.
Yes.
The young Al Capone, right? As not Al Capone, Al Pacino. Al Capone is a real gangster.
Yes.
Al Pacino as the Michael Corleone. He's good. I mean, everybody else is good.
I think he's good.
I think
being the little brother that comes in, like you gotta tell your brother step aside.
Yeah,
I'm the one.
I just think he does a great job.
Didn't they aren't like two or three of those guys in that movie like Cuban, and they're supposed to be like Italian guys or something?
There's a lot of that.
Yeah, I thought I'd heard that because there was like a limited, like, well, Hollywood at one point like didn't have a lot of diversity or whatever, so they had to like use.
Yeah.
Like say people are Mexican, but they're actually like, I don't know.
But there's like some iconic scenes.
No, nope. Finish that thought. No, finish that thought, dude. What are you going to say?
They're Mexican American.
There's like some iconic scenes in that movie, right? The opening scene where like you come to me and my dad and my daughter's wedding. Mm-hmm. That scene is great again, because it's all Vito. Like he's in the whole thing. And then the scene where the horse head scene, like I've seen that. And other like spoofed everywhere my whole life, you know, like, oh, it's from The Godfather. Then the restaurant scene where Michael kills those two people.
How gangster is that? That guy tried to strong arm him and everything. And they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And they go find his most prized horse.
There's,
and like,
for sure.
To this day, there's still like Zootopia.
Yeah.
The mice or whatever. He acts
that.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he's like a gangster.
He's like, you come to me on the day of my.
Oh, yeah. It was like a possum guy, wasn't it? Yeah. That's right. Yeah. I mean, the restaurant scene where Michael kills the two guys and walks out, that's tight. Then the final scene is pretty good, like really, really good, right? So like they're at the baptism of Michael's God's son,
yes,
who is, I think, Sonny's son or Connie's son, maybe one of the two. I can't remember. But he's the godfather, and the priest is like, do you reject? So he says the whole thing. And he says, do you reject the devil, right? And then it flashes back. He says, I do, right? That's how you respond. He says, I do. And then it flashes to his people like murdering somebody of the five families.
Yeah.
And it goes back and all of his evil deeds, I do. And he flashes back again, kills somebody else. So like, is that like they're going back and forth between like him saying he rejects the devil and like murdering everybody at the same time. So yeah, there's definitely good scenes in it for sure. However, Matt's take last week of old movies, I'm more on board. I just went through and watched tons of old movies. And I don't like some of them were good and some of them.
Like what though?
Like The Program, for example.
Bro, you are not.
The Program is corny, dude. It is it is super corny.
Yeah, but it's great.
No, but it's great because you watched it at a certain time in your life. And like it's corny as heck, dude.
Eagle Zipper Hero. What do you do, Matt? Kill everybody. You know how many times corny. I said that my entire life?
Yeah. It's great. It was made at a certain time, and at that time, it was made in a style that was popular at that time. But like me watching it now fresh. You know,
yeah, like I never was like, this movie's amazing. That's 100% right. It got me in my feels.
Yeah, but, for sure.
But I mean, it portrays that. I also like it because it portrayed the other side of collegiate sports that everyone knew was there.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But no one would touch it.
Yeah.
How about the one of my favorite lines? Me and my buddies always say it, when the new rookie or freshman running back is on campus and he's getting shown around. He's like, man, I read the dictionary every day. I learn three new words.
Yeah.
Commensurate, antithetical.
Yeah. And Halle Berry's like, you use them incorrectly the whole time. Yeah.
Actually, I take that back. I think my favorite line from that movie, there's so many good ones. When they're studying, they're in study hall.
Mm-hmm.
And Alvin Mack he's like, all right, Alvin, who was the two people in the Spanish-American War?
It's
the Spanish-American War.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, Detroit and Buffalo.
Yep.
and he's like saying something else, like Latimer like makes fun of him.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck you, Doughboy. I can read. See that shoe? That says Adidas. And he goes, I taught him that.
I think I really liked Green Street Hooligans a lot. Like that was good.
He's a journo.
Yeah, I like that. I just like the culture shock, the different culture that was introduced and talked about.
Imagine getting on a train and just knowing in 2 hours, the minute we step off this thing,
it's going to go down.
Old school Donnybrook.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. And no guns. They don't have any guns.
Yeah.
Right? They just have an agreement. Well, it's also UK, so the guns aren't as available.
True.
But there's like fists and
pipes
and like weapons. And
now you're starting to sound like Gangs of New York, dude.
So Gangs of New York was...
Seen that as well.
Okay.
That movie's all right. Yeah, it's all right. It's okay.
Well,
yeah.
Dave.
I don't understand the priest with the kid, first of all, at the beginning, right? The main character who dies, Valen or whatever his name is a priest with a child. And then he's like a warrior fighter guy.
I think he was like a spiritual, like, I don't think he's like a priest. Plus, also, it's not like Catholicism priest. It's like... One of those other like Protestant religions.
I don't know. I thought it was. I thought the Irish Catholic is what they.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Because he definitely had the crucifix. No, it for sure is because they have the crucifix and everything. Yeah, and he's like a warrior fighter or whatever.
But not crucifix is only just Catholic.
Yeah.
It's like I mean I know like a lot of Christians like have like the risen Jesus or just a cross.
Yeah, but this was but, like crucifix Jesus. I mean,
yeah, no, for sure but was. I mean there's like other. Other sects of Christianity that like also tout,
but I mean, but also he was Irish, right? That was the whole thing is that these were Irish, and Catholicism was like
well, but there's a lot of Protestant Irish too.
True, but I think that was another part of the fight was that it wasn't just foreigners versus natives. Also, was like Catholics versus Protestants.
Yeah,
it wasn't just like Protestants versus a different type of Protestantism. That wouldn't be as.
Well,
as big of a deal.
I need to go back and watch it, but I'm also,
sure that's true. I just watched it. Yeah, so
that didn't like hang me up.
Yeah, that's true.
When's the last time Daniel Day-Lewis was in a movie?
Wasn't he Lincoln?
Yeah, he's that's a method a actor. Imagine.
Yeah,
imagine
but like him. You always hear like when they talk about somebody's like who's the greatest actor of all time or whatever. Like his name always gets brought up. I'm like that dude hasn't been in a movie in like 15 years. I feel like.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's good. Liam Neeson was in it for 2 seconds and gets killed, and then
Oh yeah, didn't he have like huge like sideburn chops in that one?
No, that's the.
I need to go back and rewatch that.
That's the dude from Talladega Nights. I can't remember his name. Yes,
dude, the sheriff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he like he was a traitor. I mean, kind of like he like a right. turncoat essentially. When the priest like died, he like went and hung out with the butcher.
You didn't think that movie was good?
It was good. Yeah, I mean, you put it like a almost top movie ever. I don't know about that, but I have a question for you. You obviously have an affinity for gangster movies. Obviously.
Oh yeah, that was like
and like what's apparent. The why? Because these are almost to a man like terrible people. Across the board, like they're just horrible human beings. Like that's why I find myself like, who am I rooting for here? Like I'm like, I guess I'm rooting for and like Goodfellas. I guess I'm rooting for like Henry or whatever his name was. I guess, but then it's like Joe Pesci's character is really annoying. Really annoying. He's the same guy. He's same as he was in Casino.
Yeah.
Just like yelling and like going off the handle for no reason. Syndrome. Yeah,
yeah.
He's like kills people for no reason.
I don't know why. I guess I wouldn't know why.
But
I like that shit.
Yeah.
Like gangster, like hardcore rap and stuff. Like, I'm by my car by myself. Like, we're throwing it back. Like,
I think in general, the affinity with any gangster type movies, right, is like, this is like, it's like lawlessness, right? Like, they don't have to abide by the rules. Like, they get to do whatever they want. Like, it's secretly everybody wants to have something in that effect. Not going on and killing people, but just like,
The fantasy
or the illusion of like I can go out and do whatever I want and there's
I guess the maybe yeah like you put yourself in the character I never thought of it like that though I just was like
well yeah I dumb. Know
well, like they all beat their wives they all cheat on their wives all of them every single one to a man like they're killing people left and right like I mean
it's just fun
it's just I'm like in American Gangster Denzel Washington like he's obviously the main character but he's not that sympathetic like he Dope, is like I mean, he got shit on as
a driver for that many years, man. And then it was his turn.
Well, then he goes up to Idris Elba, shoots him in the head, just like in broad daylight.
That money.
That was kind of tight scene. That was like, you know, he's like, here, you know, give me the money. Here's the jar. Cause he's like, you know,
and then just goes back
on it. And he goes,
that's based on a real story.
He's like, what am I talking about again?
Yeah.
But it's like, he's the bad guy. He's the bad guy.
But you're cheering for him.
The good guy is Kurt Russell.
Mm. Right.
Character Ricky or Nikki or whatever his name was.
You're cheering for both of them though, really.
Kind of, but like,
and you know they're friends now, they're homies now.
Yeah, that's true because he ended up defending
Russell Crowe.
Yeah, he ended.
Yes, no, not Russell Crowe.
Like Frank, his name is Frank Lucas, I think his name was, and the Denzel Washington's character, and then Kurt Russell's like Mickey or Ricky or something.
No, it's Russell Crowe. It's not Kurt Russell. Those are two different people.
Oh yes,
Russell Crowe is the Australian.
Yes. It is.
Kurt Russell is.
It's Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe.
Kurt Russell's in Tombstone.
Yes. Russell Crowe. Sorry.
I'm not good with like actors.
Yes. Yeah. You're right. It is. Yeah. It's, yeah. It's like.
That's important.
No, you're right. 100% correct. Yeah,
I'm going to call you guys out if you mess up Kurt
Russell. I don't know. I'm trying to think like why I like him.
And it's like.
Just doing hood rat shit with your friends, dude. Like, it's like you guys never did like, you know, like any like just like mischief when you with your friends?
No.
Ever?
No.
I don't believe you. Oh. For sure not me.
I believe that.
Yeah,
I was doing some hood rat shit.
Yeah,
not proud of it, but I was like, "Why?" I was like, "That's a dumb decision, Colin. Why'd you do that?"
Mm.
Kind of fun.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, we didn't kill anybody.
No.
You know what I mean? No. Like,
we're gonna open that chapter up one day. I'll fill you guys in.
Yeah.
For now,
you know who's watching?
We're on chapter 95. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I like all that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, there's like I did like the Italian ones. There was like a code though, right? It wasn't just like random, right? Like they had like a code, like, oh, he's made, so you can't touch him.
Right.
Right. And that's what happens. That's a problem with Joe Pesci's character in Goodfellas, right? He just gets pissed and kills that guy. Kills that made guy.
Yeah.
Which you can't do. Mm-hmm. And they end up killing him because of it.
Also, how terrible of a grave did they dig for that guy, dude? That was like an 8-inch grave. It's like, what are we doing?
They didn't have a lot of time, man.
But then he goes back and they eat like meatballs with his mom and stuff.
Yes,
but
after they just get he's like
dismembered,
so like we hit something and like open the door. It's the opening scene. They're just driving along
about
and like
that part.
What is that? And like it's like, oh, and they just like shoot him. Yeah, that's in one of them. What's the movie? I can't remember what movie it is because those movies are so similar. Casino, Because Joe Pesci's character is like the exact character. Yeah. He's like, he plays the same guy in Casino and in Goodfellas. He, one of them, they're like playing cards. I think it's Goodfellas. And he just like shoots that guy in the foot. Remember? Yes. He's like, first, he gets angry and shoots him in the foot.
Yeah.
And then later he kills him. Like the same, like he,
I
like,
that's Goodfellas.
They bandage up his foot.
Yeah.
And he's like,
I he can't shoots remember. Him because he's bad luck in the game.
Something. I can't remember what it was, but it was no reason.
They made him go sit in the closet, like in the, in like.
Because he's like pouring drinks for him, whatever. Yeah. And that's why the first time he shoots him, it's like, you don't get me a drink. And he shoots him in the foot. And then he says something else to him. He's like, screw you, Nikki, or whatever his name was in that movie. And he's like, screw me, whatever. What? Yeah, boom, kills him. And it's like, oh, okay.
Funny how. I make you laugh? Funny how.
Yeah.
Like everyone's like always on. He's like, well, we're just, come on. He's like, oh, I gotcha.
Got you, yeah.
Apparently, people have said that that's how he is in real life.
Really?
Like, you'll be like, oh, I love you. He's like, oh, you love what? What do you love about
it? Yeah.
And they're just like,
you're just taking this on that persona.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's that famous meme. If I'm like laughing, it's like a meme of that. It's from that movie. I was like, oh, I've seen that meme before. It's I mean, De Niro's in both those movies. Very similar character. De Niro's also in Godfather 2. He plays young Vito.
Yep.
So that's interesting. But
all right, dude. So you showed the program. Did you watch any given Sunday?
It's not bad. It's not a bad movie. It's corny.
Corny.
But I can see why people like this movie. I can see it. You know, there's a lot of good stuff in here.
What about did you watch any given Sunday?
So I'm 30 minutes into that one. I didn't finish that one.
Have you got this Demon Willie Beeman
yet, dude? Yep.
Flex your pecs, get metrics.
So that's one. I also watched Snatch.
And
that one was not my favorite.
It's like a little artsier.
Yeah, and it was a little bit like
that's Tarantino.
Was it Tarantino?
I'm pretty sure.
I usually like Tarantino.
You're right.
That one was interesting because I feel like nothing really happened. It was like they are fighting over this diamond, and at the end of it, the guy who's supposed to get the diamond gets it, and that's it. I don't know.
I gotta go back and rewatch
that. Yeah, that one was okay.
That I could be a product of my environment, which I'm like, hey, this is a movie about like stealing shit. And
yeah,
like, all right, sign me up. And then I'm like, yeah, it's a good movie.
You know?
Boondock Saints.
I didn't watch that one.
That's one where like people are like, this movie sucks. I'm like, dude, this movie. It's
kind
of like a Sharknado.
Yeah,
like where like people are like, this movie's not that good, but it becomes like a cult classic, and everyone like loves it all of a sudden.
I watched Dumb and Dumber also.
I forgot you didn't watch. Yeah,
and?
I had never seen it all the way through. Like I've seen bits and pieces of it. It's good. Yeah, I mean it's like a classic of
laugh?
That era comedy movie. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah,
yeah. Did you laugh?
Like a couple of times.
Tommy Boy.
I've already seen that one many times.
But we
that
like
one's
this.
Great.
Okay, thank you.
No, Tommy Boy's better than Dumb and Dumber.
For sure.
I like because like the stupid humor is just not me. Like I just like it's like super like I don't know.
They're idiots
and they're being stupid. Sometimes that is funny, but like
I was telling my mom about some of these movies, and she's like, "I took you to the movies with your friend Tyler Barella when it came out, and
really?
I thought it was the dumbest thing ever, and you guys just couldn't stop laughing and quoting."
Yeah.
So
no, but it's I can see why people like it. It's just that again, it's made for a time, and at the time when it was made, that type of movie was funny and popular.
The one-liners are pretty great.
Yeah, I'll have to watch it more to get more of those. Like, you can't watch it once and like remember all the one-liners. But
yeah. Aspen, Lloyd, where the beer flows like wine and the women flock like the salmon of Capistrano. And like, you got to be a little, like, Capistrano is like, it's like a bird sanctuary. Like, salmon aren't flocking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The couple walks by him and he's like, oh, check out the buns on that. And the guy turns around and he's like,
He must work out. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I'm glad I have a reason to watch these because
I'm glad
you
watched.
I always felt like, yeah, I could, but why?
What else did you watch that we didn't talk about? What else?
Yeah, I think that's it, man. I have them on at work. They usually like, is this the podcast or something like that? So I'm watching it and that's the only time I can watch it. There's no other time I can watch the movie. Like there's no other time. Like I cannot just sit down and like watch this movie. I just don't have time for that. So,
I saw Tarantino on the Joe Rogan podcast.
Okay,
talking about how, like his movies are made for the theaters,
The big
like,
screen.
He wants a big screen.
Sure,
the surround sound super loud. I can kind of see that. Like Top Gun, bro. Like imagine just watching it on like a little crappy speed. Like
yeah,
you get a surround sound, you hear the jet. They fly over you and stuff. Like,
so I've heard that from several of these like directors. So I think it's Scorsese is another one where he's like, it's supposed to be, you know, whatever, 15 millimeter film and and you need to do this. And it's just like, yeah, you guys are caught in an era, man, where like people don't do that anymore. Like,
well, there's 100%. And like, how do I make my money? People are buying my box office, you know?
Yeah, sure.
But that's just a old, you know, they're stuck in their ways. It's nostalgic.
At the same time, like back when they made those movies, like back in the day, like people didn't have not everyone had a 70 inch TV with 4K res. Like,
yeah,
so it's like,
that's true.
Speakers, I understand your movie.
That's a good point.
But also, like, I basically have a movie theater.
That's a great point. Yeah.
Picture, for sure. Sound quality, like quality, sound, like all those things. Yeah. Like, I've spent like hours making this masterpiece. Like, don't watch it on your shitty,
on your phone. Yeah.
36 inch tube TV or whatever.
That's fair.
Yeah. I get it. But then when you're like, bro, I have a theater room in my house. Like, so many people do. I have, for sure. Everybody has a 50 inch TV or up in their house now, no matter what.
Yeah.
With sound bars, and it's like it's feasible for everybody to have all this stuff.
I've heard the same thing, like musicians will say the same thing, like, this record is not made to like listen on your iPod.
Yeah.
Like, on your headphones. Like, you need to be like in a legit area, surround sound.
Immersed in.
Although, I will say, like, you ever listen to some of those songs, like throwback, like classic rock songs or stuff like that, where you can hear the different instruments playing in different parts of your car and stuff.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But not worth me taking my AirPods out.
Speaking of, you said Scorsese, he did Goodfellas and Casino. And before I even like knew that, I'm like, these are very similar because that voiceover. He loves the voiceover. Mm-hmm. Where like there's a narrator.
Yeah.
Right. The whole time. So like Henry is a narrator in Goodfellas. He like narrates the entire thing.
Right.
And then in Casino, De Niro and Pesci, they both narrate the entire movie.
Hmm.
And I was thinking, you know what? And then movies like this, Wolf of Wall Street. And I looked it up.
Yep.
Scorsese again. Ah. I'm like, he loves that voiceover.
Yeah.
Like, cause like his Leo's character, like narrates the whole movie. So I don't know. That's interesting. I didn't hate it at all. It makes it. I like how it tells you what's going on. Like, so it's like kind of like reading a book. Where you can have like the thoughts of the character, and you have more exposition of what's happening than just what you're seeing, right? So you have like narration and then like actual action, the narration. Right. So you have like, it kind of helps you get a feel for it quickly, what's going on.
Have you guys ever said the book was better than the movie?
Yeah, for sure.
What?
Harry Potter.
That was my first guess.
All the Harry Potter books are better than the movie. Game of Thrones are better, I think. Those are two that come to my mind.
I'm nervous. I don't read very much.
I don't read either. Dude, I'm trying to think of the only combo where I've seen the movie and read a book.
Like Holes.
No, not
that was that. A book?
Yeah, it was a book first.
First?
Mm-hmm.
The only one I can think of is Of Mice and Men.
Okay. How about Great Gatsby?
I've never seen either of those.
No.
Never seen. I read Great Gatsby because they forced us to read it.
I've read like
class.
I've read like
sophomore year of high school.
I've read like maybe four books in my life. I'm just not a book reader. I've listened to Audibles.
Yes. So to be fair, when I say the book, I'm saying in Game of Thrones and Harry Potter, I've listened to the audiobook. I did not actually read the book.
I can't.
But the book is the same. It's the same exact words.
Yeah.
So it's just a different medium. But yeah.
Yeah.
When do you listen to an audiobook?
I mean, you have the perfect situation to listen to audiobook. Yeah. You drive all the time.
I understand.
That's when.
Yeah,
I feel
like you should know like four languages.
I zone out on my favorite podcast. I'll literally just be driving and be like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I used to drive an hour to work, an hour home from work after college. So that's when I listen to a lot of audiobooks.
Dude, I just have too much ADHD to be like, I just, my mind just wanders. Like, I can't lock in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do the same thing when I'm reading a book. Or, like very often when I used to read books, like
read
a page read this page and I'm like, okay.
What happened?
Go back read again. And read the same one.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I, doing chores, like cleaning the house, mowing the lawn,
dude,
all that kind of stuff. Anything that's like tedious enough that doesn't take tons of focus brain power that you can just kind of like autopilot.
Yeah.
and then you can focus on something else. That's when I
that's my life hack, dude.
But it's not really different. It's really the same. Same kind of thing.
Yeah. I clean the kitchen and do the dishes and stuff.
Yeah.
Anytime
I pop
in the podcast because I'm like, and you know, Ashley, that's my wife.
Thank you.
She's sitting on the couch making sure you get all the crumbs off the counter.
But she's like, why do you do that? I'm like, because I hate doing this.
Exactly. So
I'm trying to figure out a way to make myself
more adorable. Yep.
Not hate doing this. Because if I had to do this 30 minutes for every day, like I would not want to do it.
Yep.
Quit.
Yeah.
Agreed.
So yeah, our parents didn't have that option.
The one, so I think the book is better than the movie almost every case. Like The Hobbit, for example, also better than the movies. However, Lord of the Rings, the movie is better. So Tolkien, who wrote it, is obviously, I mean, he created the entire world. He created languages, all this stuff. So like really impressive stuff. But I think, so amazing story, world creator, world builder, story creator, things like that. But as far as storytelling, like that book is dense. It is really dense. Mm-hmm. It's hard to get through. And Peter Jackson, I think he took stuff out to make it better. I think he changed things slightly to make it smoother, easier to follow. He ended it better. I think it's better. I think that's the only example that I have as the movie is, in my opinion, better than the books are.
That's how I'm drawing a blank. What's the movie with the spice and stuff?
Dune.
Isn't Dune a lot like that, I've heard? Where the book is like really, really detailed and out there.
So I'm listening to the book right now, actually.
Okay. Dune.
So I don't know. I don't have the... There's a twist that comes out in Dune in part two at the end. Have you seen that movie? Have you guys seen it?
I've seen him.
Who cares?
Colin's like, there's no drugs.
Yeah.
There's no college football players.
Yeah.
There's no gangsters.
I'm out.
Yeah. He's like, no, I'm done.
Yeah. So there's a big twist at the very end, right? Where they find out the Harkonnens, Power Atreides.
Mm-hmm.
That's in like the very beginning. In the very beginning of like the first book. They kind of talk about that. I'm like, oh, that was not, that was a good twist. It was much better at the end.
Yeah.
Not right at the beginning. Yeah, it spoils it. I don't know. It doesn't make it. It's not, it's like, whoa, I did not. Because when you see it in the movie, you're like, what?
Would you rather read the book first so you can imagine all the characters and stuff and then see the movies? You're like, oh, that's not how I pictured that guy.
Mm.
Would you rather that? You'd rather?
No. I am terrible at imagining characters. All my imagined characters look the same in my brain. So like
they're
all
5'9" bald black dudes running around.
So
dude.
I love having it makes it so much easier for me. Like I watched Game of Thrones the first few seasons, and then I went and read the books. And it's so much easier for me to like keep all the characters straight because I like had a picture of like Sean Bean in my mind, you know, who I
Well also their voices too, right? Like when you're hearing them talk, it like everybody has the same voice too, right? Because you...
Well, but I listen to an audiobook and the good like narrators will like change the voice for characters.
Yeah, that's why I'm always bad about it too, because it's just like, and Mrs. Partridge comes up and she's like, hey, what are you doing? Like in my head.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
The mailman, Mr. Benson, he's like, I'm here to deliver the mail. This is like my voice is talking.
Over and over. I like watching the movie first.
I feel like, I'm not going to read the book because I can't pay attention or whatever, but I feel like anybody who does read the book and watch the movie, like, it's just, everybody's just like, oh, it's not as good. It's not as good. So why waste my time reading the book and ruin the movie? Let's watch the movie.
Preach, brother.
I'll never be let down by the movie. I'll just be like, yeah, that's it was
fair.
Okay.
That's fair.
But I read the book for 5 hours and now I hate the movie because he's supposed to have a goatee. You know, he's supposed to have blonde hair and be 5'3".
I am thinking about reading because we're for Lent, Teresa and I are putting our phones down at 9:00. No phones.
Okay.
So like doom scrolling on whatever. So I'm like, we're going to hang out a little bit more. We'll maybe watch some shows together. But nice. Like, I'm like, wow, we could read books. I'm like, we could.
I got to give you a shout out because I'm always trying to find shows to watch together or whatever. And I went to flip on Running Point.
Yeah.
And Ashley's like, what's this? And I was like, hey, like a friend of mine recommended this series. Like, let's just watch it. She's like, which friend? Which friend recommend? I'm like, just a friend of mine, okay? Which,
she's just like, I know it's not Colin because there's no drugs, there's no yeah, cancers, yeah, no football.
Yes, I tell her. Football. Yeah. Yes, I tell her it's Colin. She's like, no, this is good. I'm like, no, just wait and watch. It's going to be good. And she actually like she was laughing. I was laughing. It almost reminds me of what was that? What was the one on Apple TV with the soccer coach?
Ted Lasso.
It almost reminds me of like a raunch. It's a raunchier Ted Lasso. Yeah,
it is. And because like the relationship between the coach and the owner and like all like that, it's dog, like that's terrible.
Yeah.
Like no owner just walks into practice and is like, hey coach, how are we looking tonight on the 2-3 zone? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
But like, what is I can this? Get past that. It's called a running point.
It's called running points.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, loosely, yeah, yeah.
It's a super easy watch. It's just like throw it on while you're folding laundry and you'll like, you can laugh at it.
Yeah.
I think it's hilarious. Like it's.
So they base it off of the Buss family and the Lakers. Oh. So Jeannie Buss is supposed to be like, with like, influence.
I didn't even know. I mean, I knew they're supposed to be the Lakers, but I didn't even know any of that.
Yeah. So she's supposed to be like Jeannie Buss. And so there's a lot of like reference. And there's even like the main guy, the main basketball player or whatever, like is supposed to be like LeBron-ish.
Yeah.
And then like, yeah, the dynamic between the veteran and the rookie.
Or, gotcha.
You know, newly.
Classic.
Yeah. So, but yeah. Good.
Like, good one, Darnell Jefferson, like Darnell Jefferson awesome. And Ray.
Darnell.
Yeah. But I told Ashley, I'm like, dude, Colin's 2-for-2, man. Baylen, running point, like, he's one away, man.
Although, yeah. I did see a post of Baylen talking about how she's like, ever since my show came out, there's a lot of people going around, like, imitating my tics and doing yeah. this stuff. And you could tell she's, like, fighting not to, like, tick off, like, have all these tics. And she had to pause the video a few times. And she's just like, I stopped watching it like three. It's like a quick, like minute long video on yeah. Instagram, like 30 seconds in, because she's basically saying like, don't do that. It's rude. What? And in my head, I'm just like, what do you think was going to happen?
Mm.
Like you're raising awareness for Tourette's and it's great what you're doing, but also like you're done.
Yeah.
Like, dude, say that in my house.
Wind it up
10 times a week.
Well, but like, is she saying, no, like, no. Is she saying that, is she saying that she doesn't like people like quoting her, or if she doesn't like people like faking they have Tourette's?
I don't know.
Because like faking if they have Tourette's, that I understand.
Yeah,
but
for
like,
sure.
But like being like, said people saying, go do it, or whatever. Like, do you think she's upset about that?
I took it as like, she's just like a softie and like didn't like it.
Bro, if I'm her, I'm leaning into that 100% where I'm like, hey, go to my merch store and I'm selling t-shirts, dude. With yes, wind it up, dude. I'll go buy a t-shirt right now.
Just,
it says wind it up.
Just a hand like this with like a circle motion.
Yeah,
on it.
Yeah.
It's pink and white. Yeah, she yeah. Looks pink. Yeah,
dude. Yeah, me and Ashley always buy you know,
it. Saying, wind it up.
You're done.
Joe Biden
has a vagina.
Your mom's built like a falafel.
Oh, I mean, come on, man. Yeah. Can't get mad about it.
I have a gun.
To me, I haven't watched it, but what it sounds like is like if you're faking having Tourette's, yeah. that's I would Maybe also have a problem with that.
Maybe it was. But I if just took it as like whiny. I'm like, you know what? I don't like whiners.
No.
Next. Scroll up, it's 12:30 at night. Next.
12:30 at night. Funny. So yeah, anyway, I put in the work.
I appreciate
you said,
that.
You sent me all these movies and I put in all the work.
Salute,
I watched almost every single one of them on that.
That was good.
So
do you have a movie you want me? No, you don't. No, you don't.
So for our viewers at home, we're going to start a segment where we have Dave review a movie that everybody has seen except for him.
For me, because I don't watch movies.
And it'll be his first time and we'll get his reaction to this movie.
But we can't do Shawshank. You already saw Shawshank.
I've seen Shawshank.
Great movie, right? Yep.
Oh, yeah, I love that movie.
Gotta put that one in the top five.
Andy, one thing I don't understand about that prison,
Andy
though,
Dufresne.
I do think that prisoners are a little bit too nice. Besides the sisters or whoever, right? Yeah. The sisters are like the rapey guys.
Yeah.
But other than that, everybody else are like really, really nice.
I just lost my bet.
Really nice in prison.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Like these are like in a maximum security prison. And these like are really good dudes.
But it was like a prison movie, but it wasn't about prison. Even though it was about prison.
It's about friendship.
I thought, okay. I thought about this.
I guess so.
I thought about this. So now that we just said that. Band of Brothers. Have you seen it?
No.
Okay. Have you?
But the war movie, though. It's like a series.
It's like a...
I got another series for
you.
Oh,
it's not a movie.
No. Well, it's like... It was like Game of Thrones before Game of Thrones was a thing. Like hour-long episodes.
HBO.
They have like... Yeah, HBO. They have like the vets, like the real people that are still alive.
Oh.
And like the first couple minutes talking about... Like the Battle of Bastogne is this episode. These guys are talking about the Battle of Bastogne and yada, yada, yada.
And they recreate it.
And then they go into the dramatization.
Yeah.
I forget the guy's name, but like their captain or whatever, lieutenant, the redhead. Have you guys seen Billions?
Yeah. No.
The main character that, you know who I'm talking about. The main character, like their leader. I love that show. And I love this guy just being he's an amazing leader. Like he knows when to be hard, when to lean on his guys, all this stuff. I think I love that movie so much because it's like he's a coach and he's a great coach. And I'm just like, my meathead brain is like, that guy's a good coach. I'm gonna want.
I mean, people have, that the camaraderie in sports, a lot of people will also say like the camaraderie of people who fought in wars together.
Yes, but
not the exact same thing.
No,
it's not the exact same thing. But I'm saying there's that same kind of like feeling that we are going to battle together.
Right.
Right.
Do you guys have...
You go through a bunch of crappy stuff
together. I have your back. You have my back.
Yeah.
Like, do you guys have Apple Plus?
No.
Apple TV?
Apple TV. Or...
Although I think I should because I keep getting like a monthly charge for like $22. I'm like, what is this? Oh,
dude, if you do... Oh, I just got it for the series, but it's Masters of the Air, made by Tom Hanks and
I've heard of this.
It's dope.
Have you seen Midway?
Yeah.
I've heard it's like... It's a TV series about Midway, but it's about
all the bomber units.
I have seen Masters of the Air.
You have?
Have I?
With Buck and Bucky?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
Austin Butler, whatever the dude played Elvis.
Yeah, I've seen that. Great show.
Yeah.
Take that back. Yes, approve.
Yeah. Oh, it's so tight, man.
Yeah, yeah. It is great. It is great. So
I haven't seen it.
I know, but we're gonna have to like tailor this list down though.
Yeah,
you went Hambino for 2 weeks.
I did.
We can't be putting you out like that every week.
We also
get a lot of work done.
Yeah. We also may have to do to where it's like Dave has to like
I'm back in. When you said like I'm playing while I'm working, I'm like, oh, that kind of sucks. You didn't really watch the movies, but now that you're like, I didn't really do a lot of work. I'm back in.
Yeah, I mean, now did I like? You're right. I did not sit here and like watch it 100%.
But so we may have to have him do that.
This is what I got. This is what I got for you.
If we're giving him,
give me what you got, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. If we're giving him masterpieces, he's got to treat it like one.
I'll watch it when I can watch it.
Okay.
That's what I can give to you.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
We'll come up with some offline.
Sustained.
Fair enough.
So what's the next one then? Are we sticking with movies on the list you haven't seen yet? Well, you got to finish Any Given Sunday.
Have you seen the movie? Have you seen Gladiator?
I have. Okay. I've seen it once.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's Russell Crowe again.
Russell Crowe. Not Kurt Russell. But we're in a way different movie.
It's not Kurt Russell. He's like in The Longest Yard and things like that.
Way different movie. What do I think about this offline? I don't know.
These guys get confused.
Burt Reynolds is in.
Yeah. I'm getting people confused.
Look at that limo. Must be Burt Reynolds or something. Happy Gilmore.
That's getting confused.
You ready for top five pet peeves?
I think so. We're at about an hour. So let's jump into the top five. All right, gentlemen. Top five. This week is pet peeves.
And I'm a little peeved about this.
Okay.
Because if I'm not mistaken, I'm the one who said, hey, we should do pet peeves. I got a lot of them.
Maybe.
Then thinking about it. Don't really have a lot of them.
That surprises me.
So what is a pet peeve? According to the internet, a pet peeve is a minor annoyance that an individual finds particularly irritating to a greater degree than the norm.
Yeah.
Right? So it's a small thing. Can't be a big... It's a small thing.
Right.
And like you particularly find this annoying. Most people don't find that big of a deal.
Okay.
You guys ready?
I for sure know my top two. The rest of my list is kind of iffy, dude.
Well, just do it. I mean, we don't know.
We're going round table though, right?
Yeah. Who wants to go first?
You.
I'll go first. No problem. My number five is throwing trash out the window of the car. I hate when I see people do that.
Oh, see, this is what I need. This is what I need, bro.
Isn't that a crime?
Yes,
it's a crime. But like, literally, littering is not like it's like a that big of a crime. But I hate it. It is to me. It is a blatant disregard.
It's like I don't give a f about anything.
100%. It's you do not care about anything or anyone, but enough to literally just wait till you get home and throw something. You throw cigarettes, trash. Yeah. I hate that so much.
Those poor criminals have to go out there on the weekend and pick it up with sticks and stuff.
It's an instant. You are a douche. Like you're a bad person. Like you're probably a bad person. If you throw stuff out the window, there's a high likelihood that you're a bad human being, bro, because you just don't care about anybody or anything.
I concur completely.
What is Jim Gaffigan has a great bit about that where he's like, I see people throwing out bags of trash. He's like, I'm so lazy. I won't even take my trash like to the garbage. I'll just like set it outside a door until it piles up. And he's like, these people are taking their garbage on a ride in the car.
It's also like, I feel like it's way less of a problem now than when we were kids.
Mm. Yeah, I don't see that often, to be fair.
But like, I do remember like riding in cars with like people's dads, like to and from practices or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like getting home, be like, Dad, yo, Mr. Such and Such.
Okay, can I ask you as a question though? Because this maybe see if I'm wrong or right in this logic.
Hold on, before you ask us a question, do you think you're right in this logic or do you think you're wrong?
I think I'm right, but I've recently been called out that I may be wrong.
Okay, let's hear it.
This whole time.
Let's hear it. Snap judgment.
If you throw out food, like let's say I got a half-eaten bagel.
Same thing.
And I just toss it out the window.
No.
You think you're
or like that piece of the banana that nobody wants to eat.
You think it's okay to throw that out the window?
Yeah.
I completely agree.
Okay, good. I was scared there for a second. No. I was the only one.
No.
Because my dad told me.
I mean, you're still littering the ground. You're still making the city and the thing worse.
I think there's an important
birds, animals, something's going to come by and get that. It's going to biodegrade. It's going to, it sits long enough. It's going to go into the soil. It's going it's gone.
It's gonna replenishing life.
Yeah.
Dude.
A gum wrapper is going to be there for thousands of years.
Exactly. You're right that it's less bad.
No, it's not bad at all. It's not even.
Okay. Well, then what about a full cheeseburger? Perfectly fine.
I think
how about a watermelon?
Fine.
I think there's an important.
I don't care. It's, yeah, dude.
No, there's an.
go ahead.
There's an important distinction though between this.
What else you got, dude?
This dude's throwing out like.
Coney dog. Take it off the stick first, then let it rip. I'm cool with that. Throw the.
What if it hits somebody's car?
You gotta be smart about it. No, I'm not saying it's fine to throw food at people's cars. I'm saying if you're just driving,
well, you throw it indiscriminately out the window.
Fine.
That's fine. You don't know where it's going to go.
I will say there's probably a distinction.
And now you have a separate problem.
Yeah.
It's a separate problem.
You can't be in like Walmart's parking lot and I just throw down a Baconator. I'm just like, yeah, I'm going to do this. I think to me, you have to throw it like somewhere where there's like soil.
Have you seen how many of those birds just hang out in that parking lot? You don't think they're going to take care of it, bro? All good. Now, I will say it is a problem. It is a problem if you throw it right next to your, like you get in your car and you just like pour your drink out or a burger out like right here.
Yeah.
Because now someone's going to come in that parking lot. Sure. Okay. I will say the one thing I am not cool with throwing out is gum. Because that's a day ruiner, dude.
Yeah.
Stepping gum is the worst.
Yeah.
And again, I have a feeling. If you just let gum sit there for 100 years, it'd probably still be there. So then I am still right in the fact that it's not gonna.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you know what? I guess we can disagree on the food part, but I think we agree with trash, throwing it out the window.
No, not good.
Make sure it's scumbag.
100%.
So yeah, my number five, throwing trash out the window.
Okay.
Trash, not food. I completely agree.
What you got, Matt? Number five.
I have a number six. I'll just throw out there.
Let's do six. Let's do the honorable mention at the end. We don't scoop each other at an accident with honorable mentions.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Actually, I think I'm good. I think I got a repeat here. Okay. So number five, people that talk to you while you're in a stall taking a dump. Like you can't do that.
Yeah.
That,
I'm with you.
Dude. No. Like I'm not talking like your house, like if it's your kids.
Yeah. In a public, like even in a public stall.
You're in a public stall, you're at work environment, mm-hmm. somewhere where you know people there or whatever. Yeah. You're in there doing your business. Somebody comes in, they saw you either go in or they recognize your shoes or something.
Yep.
And they're talking to you like I'm talking to you right now.
Yep.
Where it's just like, so Dave, dude, the Steelers last night, you know, like that interception. Dude, what do you think, man? They bring it in or not? And I'm like,
I'm power squatting.
I'm like
fighting for my life in stall three, dude. Keep your mouth closed.
Like, my pants are down on my ankles. Serious right now. I'm very vulnerable.
You know serious business.
Yes. Hey, yeah. I'm gonna piggyback on that. People in the stall next to you or in the bathroom in general.
Yes.
Letting like watching videos on their phones or something. Mm-hmm. Full tilt, full volume.
Yes.
That's in general. You need to be listening to. So this is not on my list. You need to be listening to. If you're listening to your stuff, it should be on headphones. If you're in public,
bro,
I just had another,
see, I knew okay. I needed you guys. Yeah. I have hella pet peeves. Okay. Yeah. I just
couldn't think of them.
Because same thing, like people walking through the store on the speaker.
Speakerphone?
Bro.
No, I can talk.
Cut that off.
No. People who take a phone call while they're taking a shit in the stall next to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, oh, hey, yeah, I can be there for that appointment then. And you're just like, bro, you're over here talking about.
Well, let's not judge, bro. And that's the appointment. Like, it might be.
And that's just bro code, also. You do not talk to another man in the bathroom.
However,
urinals are different.
Urinals, no, especially on urinals.
No, I'm with Dave. No,
wrong.
You're wrong. I'm with Dave. You cannot have conversations. You cannot talk to each other, whatever. But a quick, like, dad joke at the urinal, I'm for, like.
Okay.
Hey boys, this water's cold, and everyone's like, ha, 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 ha. And then someone from the other side goes, yeah, it's deep too, and you're like, ho, ho, ho. Yeah.
So quick one-liners.
See out there, boys. Wash your hands.
Get going. Hey, where'd you buy that watch?
Okay. No conversations.
That was concerning.
Okay, so conversations,
even if they're not wearing,
are off. Yes, I agree.
Pretty much anywhere in the bathroom.
I agree with that.
Toilet taking a dump, no. Urinal, fair game.
Absolutely not.
Chiefs game, dude. Like, hey, what are we doing? Like, we're running cover three on the, you know, it's like the third quarter. Everyone runs down.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, yeah, get him out of here. He sucks. I'm just like, I stir the pot a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that's funny. I had a teammate in high school. I always had to go to the bathroom, number two, before games.
Yeah.
And he would always come in there at the same time and have a full fledged.
No.
I love the guy. Loved him. But he was like, hey, Dave, is that you? I'm like, yeah, man.
He sees your shoes.
He sees your shoes. To me, I'm like, bro.
I knew you wore
polka
dot underwear.
Not right now. Try to get my mind right.
What about? Have you guys ever seen? Have you guys ever seen anyone that takes their shirt off while they take a dump?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I had a homie in high school. Like we were like, I was in the bathroom, and he comes out. Like he's like, I walk in, and he's like walking out of this of the stall, and he doesn't have a shirt on, and it's like fourth period. I'm just like, yo, what are you doing? He's like, oh, dude, well, when you take a dump, all the scent comes out of the toilet bowl and up into your shirt. So it just gets stuck in all the fibers.
That's not true.
So I just take my shirt off and I hang it up.
Stuck in the fibers. False.
That's what he claimed.
That is, dude, that's wild.
That's what, yeah.
I mean, I would rather have them do that than talk to me.
Agreed.
Let me ask, for sure. Let me ask you this.
Do all that.
While we're in the spirit of dumping. Do you guys ever dump, like, say, like, you're getting ready to get in the shower or something, or you're getting dressed, and you don't have any pants on or underwear? You're naked.
Do you have a shirt? Oh, okay.
You're just naked. Well, if you're like,
Winnie the Pooh.
I'll allow it. You don't have any pants on.
Okay.
I don't feel comfortable pooping without pants on.
Really?
I need my waistband. I need the...
I feel the most comfortable.
I need to feel the...
Elastic around
pushing me together. I need to fight against it, dude. If I'm like taking a dump, like because I take like a morning dump to get in the shower, I gotta like make sure I take the dump on with my chonies on before I get in.
Did you sleep? You don't sleep with pajamas?
Not even. I sleep with shorts on now.
Oh, okay.
Ever since I had daughters or kids,
fair enough.
Shorts on.
Because I was imagining you sleeping with like naked. Yeah. And then putting your pants
but,
on.
Yeah, but for the first 23 years of my life, I was just naked. I'd be like, yo, I got to put these shorts on real quick so I can take this dump. I mean, I'll do it. Like, don't get me wrong. But like much more comfortable having pants on.
I think that's the closest you can get to like cavemen and like nature, like where we came from, is doing that with no clothes on. So you're like, man, I'm free right now. No, I am one with the earth, dude.
I need my restrictions.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
This is bringing out some good conversation.
All right, so that's your number five, which was what again?
People who talk to you while you're in the stall and taking a number two.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Yeah. All right, Colin, what's your number five?
All right. I mean, like all these are kind of in the same. I don't really know where to let them. All right. Oh, here we're going to go. Pet peeve number five. Not checking if your doors are locked or if all the lights are turned off before you get in bed. It makes me almost irate if I lay down in bed and I'm all cozed up under the sheets. And then I'm like, did I lock the front door? And then like I sit there, I'm like, just play that game. Like every time it happens, I'm like, for 10 minutes, I'm like, no, I think it's locked. Get out, go do it.
So
I hate it, dude.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I think it goes back to when I was a kid and I wouldn't get up. My mom would come in and throw the covers off of me, and it would make me irate. Like first thing in the morning, just like throwing the covers off. It's like to this day, I won't do that to my kids. Like I'll like wake them up like gently. I'm sure that I do stuff they're gonna complain about on a podcast one day, but. I'm you're all cozed up, cozed and bows, dude.
Cozed and also bows.
Now you got to get up and go do the whole
thing. So I feel like in every relationship, there's like one person who primarily does all that and the other one does
it. The man does it.
Okay. Exactly.
Yeah. While you're cleaning the kitchen, Ashley checks all the doors. And
so I will tell you, I'm not the door locker person. I will turn off the light. I'm the light person. I'll make
the
sure
door that. Locker person just makes sense to be the light person.
Yeah, but it depends on who's behind in the rotation of
putting. Now, I will kids. Say there's been times I don't check, like Teresa's coming in and she's coming like, hey yo, but I will like call her like, yo, check the lights and all the doors.
Yeah.
And then she gets mad because she gets in. I'm like, yo, did you check all the doors? She's like, yes. I'm like, even the front door. She's like, yes, Colin.
Yeah.
You check it.
And then I go back.
Yeah.
And go,
I don't know. That's something I don't even think about. Because she just
really,
does. But if she's out of town or something, then yes,
I would hope so.
I'm doing my rounds. I'm checking. But that's just, you know, it's one of those jobs that never.
Hey, dude, you guys are just breaking down barriers in your house.
That's
it's
what
all
we do,
good,
man. Next, I'm gonna start making sourdough next.
There you go.
I got some starter for you.
Nice. All right, that's number five is forgetting to check.
Yeah, you guys don't feel the same way. It's not a big deal. I think
it's not a pet peeve.
Well,
no.
You don't do it as much.
I check in every single night. Yeah,
but
I don't.
But it's not like, if you get in your bed, you're not like mad that you got to get out of your bed.
No.
Okay.
I'm a very routine person. Like
you're doing.
I
it.
Do everything.
It's
I,
always
yeah,
going to be done.
I always do it. Yeah.
Okay.
For the most part. But like every once in a while, dude.
Yeah. Happens.
All right.
Number four. My number four has to do with parking. So parking.
Let him cook, dude.
Like, I hate it. It again, the a lot. So there's the same theme as last time. It's I do not care enough about anybody else to take 3 seconds to fix my parking. I'm just gonna pull into the spot.
You're saying you hate when people do this.
What?
You don't care?
No, I hate bad parking.
Okay,
that's my pet peeve is bad people who park bad.
Specifically trucks, dude. Like if you had a big truck, park that thing.
Yes, please. So like. I remember in college, there's a lot of places where you go where parking's at a premium. There's like not a lot of spots. So when you get somebody who's like, just pulls in, it's usually a big truck. It is. You can tell they just literally went straight in, didn't care at all, and left. And they're like taking up 2 spots. That's so frustrating. Because again, it takes you 5, like 10 seconds to back out and do it again. And it's like, I don't care. Either I'm not aware enough or I don't care about anybody else.
It's the same people that don't put their shopping carts away.
It's like, oh.
Cart narcs.
That could be on my pet peeve list.
That drives me nuts.
Not putting your, do you guys put your shopping carts away?
Yes, every single
time. I don't think I have a friend that doesn't, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, these are all things that are like shows, are like microcosms of who you are. I really believe that because there's no repercussion for not doing it. There's no reward for doing it. You could easily get away with it with no repercussions.
I'll give some repercussions to people, but not now that I have nicer cars. But back when I drove a 95 Yukon and someone on the driver's side is hugging that line or on it, I would pull my dude, I'm talking inches from their car and get out the other side or get out the back even. Like if I'm squeezed on both sides, I'll park it and be like, you suck. and then I would crawl over two rows of seats.
Yeah, just to get them.
Oh my God.
I'm talking more like the shopping cart. There's nothing that's going to happen to you.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, so yeah, bad parking or people who intentionally take two spots. They have a big car or a big truck and they draw over the line.
Or they have like a sports car.
Yes.
They don't want anybody to touch.
I'm okay if you take up two spots.
If you're way out there.
Correct.
Yes. I'm cool. I get that. You have a nice car. You don't get dinged, but you gotta park way out there.
Yep.
Do not park close and take up two spots.
You can't have it both ways.
Yes. So yeah, bad parking. And because you can ask my wife, every single time I park, every single time, I open my door, look it out, back up every single time because kind of one of the main reasons is because I want to be able to have this opinion. So I have to make sure that I'm doing I know how much it frustrates me.
I'm pretty solid at parking.
I'm going to be checking days parking.
I'm going to
be out there with a ruler.
I also pull through or back into a parking spot as much as I can.
So
that's a safety thing.
You do that, but you're good at it.
Yeah.
If you're going to back into a spot, you get one shot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can't do a 13-point turn.
Especially if people are waiting.
Yes. I'm sitting here this is packed. And this guy's no, dude, if you can't do it, pull forward.
Yeah.
if you can't do it.
Kick rocks, nerd.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm the same way. Dude, I got someone at the Sam's Club the other day. This is probably a couple months ago. It was me and Murph picking up a couple things at Sam's Club. And we're parked out on the end. And at Sam's, I will say, for as much as I hate people that don't bring their shopping carts back, Sam's Club has all their cart returns at this particular Sam's Club.
Mm-hmm.
All the first three parking spots across the whole, there's not a secondary drop off.
Gotcha.
So people that are parked in the back, they're screw it. And they just throw it on the median, where the planners are or stuff.
Sure.
Well, we're leaving, we're packing up. Murph's got the cart and I'm like, yo, run that cart back. I'll pick you up at the front. Cause it's 20 spots away. He's like, whatever, I'll pick you up. As we're doing this, a lady two spots away is now packing her stuff up and she goes to put the cart up on the median with all the other carts that are there. I just happened to be right there. I said, oh, ma'am, I'll get that for you. And she grabs and then she turns around and sees Murph has a cart. I'm like, Murph, let's take these up. She goes, oh, you already have a cart? I was like, yeah, well, someone's got to do it. And I just look at her. She's like, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, lady. You suck, dude. And Murphy's just looking at me. He's like, Dad, what was that about? I'm like, I'll explain it later, dude.
There you go. It's never the people who leave it their cart. It's never the people that you would give a pass to. Like somebody's handicapped or
yeah.
It's always somebody
they don't have carts.
Completely able.
Right.
I don't know.
I have to leave at 10:45 for adoration.
Okay.
So
all right.
We're cutting it close.
All right. That was my number four, which was
solid.
Bad parking.
Solid.
Bad parking.
All right. My number four, slow people in stores. I'm there on a mission. I'm trying to get stuff. You're either on the right or left side. You're not in the middle. You're slow. Get out of the way.
Yeah.
You can be slow there, but don't be in my way.
It's me and I walk pretty fast.
Yeah, me too.
It just bugs me.
Me too.
Yeah.
I can't get around.
I know what I'm here for. You clearly don't.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Move.
Just slowness.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Slowness walking.
It drives me crazy.
It's funny. Slowness walking gets me, but I'm not that way in driving. I don't drive that fast. So
slow drivers also pisses me off. Get out of the way.
I'm okay with slow drivers as long as they're not in the left lane. Actually, spoiler alert.
Well,
on the list somewhere.
Okay. So your number four is
slow
grocery
people
stores
and
people.
Stores. Yeah.
Slow
people.
Walkers.
Slow walkers.
Not slow people.
Yeah.
Okay, my number four
maybe a little bit
is dragging your feet when you walk.
Oh,
interesting.
This is a lot of times it's the youth, and I'm gonna call out your son. The other day they're all playing in my front yard, and I heard Kai you just hear the feet drag the heel, and I will get on Murph about it. I'm like, yo, Murph, pick up your feet, and he's like, that wasn't me. I was like. And Kyle looks at me. I was like, pick your feet up, Kyle. I don't know why, but to me, it's laziness. You're too lazy to pick up your foot an extra half inch to just walk a normal person. I don't know. It's not really rational,
that's
but
good pet,
I,
that's a pet peeve.
Kind of bugs me.
That's exactly what a pet peeve is, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a
It doesn't have to be rational. It just bothers you.
Archetypal.
I already know another one that bothers Colin, so yeah. I won't spoil his list.
Can't wait.
Fingers in your mouth.
Fingers in my mouth.
Not your mouth.
Not your mouth.
Like kids' mouths.
Yes.
Dude. I hear you yelling at the kids all the time about that.
Dude, yes. Especially at that age, like that second, third grade age when
get your fingers out of your mouth.
Yes, dude. That's just
Is that on your list?
It's weird. No, but
oh, man.
Add it to the honorable mention.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right.
That's your number four, which was
Dragging Your Feet.
Dragging Your Feet. Okay. That's a good one. My number three and number two are similar, but they're a little different. So I actually did separate them. So number three is something that I think, I don't know if I'm the first to say this, but I coined this term, at least in my circle, and it's IDAs. So I call them IDAs.
That sounds
so. I'd have done that.
Exactly. Oh. So it's when somebody, when you're telling a story to somebody of something that happens, and they say, you know what, I would have done blah, blah, blah in your situation. If I was there, I would have done, or I'd have done. So I call them an IDA. So like that bothers me. Cause like, it's just like, it's a one-upmanship. It's like, it's just like saying I'm better than you. I'm smarter. I'm more courage, more bravery, whatever. The situation is
armchair quarterback, dude.
Yeah, exactly. You weren't there. Like, you wouldn't have done. Like, you're talking a big game here.
Yeah.
You know,
somebody, it's like somebody breaks in your house. I would have shot him 17 times.
Yeah.
Like, it literally happened to me when my daughter got attacked by a dog. Mm-hmm. And like, I just scooped her up. I got the dog. I don't even know how I just like got separated them.
Yeah.
Grabbed my daughter and like sprinted to my, I mean, her whole face was jacked up.
Yeah.
Sprinted to my car, left my wife who had the keys.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like so frantic.
Yeah, you're not.
I'm telling people this story like, did you kill the dog? I'm like, no. I was just trying like, oh, I would have killed him. Like,
yeah.
Would you have?
Yeah.
You would have put your daughter down and like drowned the dog.
Yes.
And then gone back to your daughter.
Exactly.
Like, right. No, you wouldn't have. Dude.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the exact situation.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like you're telling them a story that's wild. That's like a once in a lifetime story.
Yeah.
And like, just shut up and listen to my story.
Yeah.
Don't sit here and tell me what you would have done.
Oh, I'd have killed.
You know what I mean? Like, okay. Or I mean, you can just think of countless examples of like, I was talking to this person and they got upset at me. Well, I would have told them this and that. Like, no,
that's a good one.
You wouldn't have.
So that's, I like that one.
So you get probably upset with like one-uppers in general then, right?
Yes. So it kind of leads into my number two, which I'll get into more later, but this is a specific type of one-upmanship.
Okay. Cause I was going to say, there's times when you're with the boys and someone tells a story and you're just like, oh, dude, that reminds, and like you could be a one-upper, but in the safety of like the circle of the boys, I'll allow it.
Yeah.
You're segueing into a continued conversation.
100%. Yeah. You're continuing it. You're not saying like, oh, like that's like, it depends on how you say it. It's like, oh, that's nothing. I did this. You're like, oh, that's nothing. That pales in comparison to what I did.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I just like the term IDA also, like, because that's what they say. Oh, okay. I'd have done this. Yeah. So I, like I call that. Him an IDA.
Okay.
That's my number three IDA. Okay.
I like it.
Mine is holding the door open for people and then you get no response or acknowledgement that you did that.
Bro,
for them.
Snatch you by the hair, pull you back out and close the door on
them. Yeah.
Stay outside.
Yeah. It's like, bro, I don't work at Buckingham Palace.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a Queen's Guardman, whatever they're called.
Yeah.
Like I did this out of the kindness of my heart. I didn't have to. Yeah. I was just like, hey, there's come somebody. I'm going to open for it. And it could be man, woman.
Yeah.
Dude, I'll take it one further. When someone holds the door for me, that I'm probably, you're over nice. You're Midwest nice, dude.
You're Midwest
I'm
nice.
Like 8 steps away.
Yeah.
I'll hit it like a quick.
You
got to
jog it.
100%.
Yeah, dude. You got to bump. You got to bump it.
Give him a quick three.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
You got to hit.
Yeah. I did that when I crossed the street.
100%.
Like when the street's coming and like a car's coming and he stops for me, like, okay, I'm going to move it. I'm not
going to cruise it.
It happened the other day.
People just take their time, their sweet time across the street.
Yeah. Murphy was, we were driving somewhere and that was happening.
Yeah.
And Murph's like, Dad, look at these guys. They got their head up their butt. And I'm like starting to laugh. I'm like, you're right, Murph. That they have the right of way. Cause I like saw the thing. It said like 23 seconds. Like, mm-hmm. I'm like, technically they have the right of way. Like this guy has to stop. They can just take their sweet time.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's very inconsiderate. We know that whole thing, but I'm but you're right. Don't lose that.
He sees it though.
Head
he
up
sees
butt,
it.
Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
But yeah, dude, when you open the door and somebody just rolls in, you're just like, oh, excuse me.
It is.
Wow.
It's extremely rude.
Especially, I even get even more hot if it's a female that think they're like hot shit.
Oh, like you did it because you're trying to impress her or something.
No, or just like, oh, of course you're gonna, like, everyone opens my doors.
Okay, yeah,
I'm a boss, but like that kind of mentality. That's when I'm like, dude, grab you by your hair.
Yeah.
You can open your own doors.
Yeah.
Your Coco Macchiato that you're holding in your hand, I'm about to slap the shit out of that thing.
Dude, I would love to do. I would, if they're like, if there's no repercussions,
Yeah, if that happened to me, I'd have slapped it right out of
there. There you go. But that's then that would have been littering.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
So that, you're in a conundrum there.
What are you going
to
do now?
See, like, littering's not as bad to me as throwing it out the window. So I don't like littering also, but like, but throwing it out the window, it just like is so blatant and
there's levels to this.
So okay. Like,
what?
I think they're both.
No, I don't like either of them. They're both bad. But I'm saying
car is worse.
To me, that just, I just feel like it's so just like, I just
probably
don't
because
care.
Like you probably like you could just put it in your car.
Exactly.
And save it for later.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a iffy take, but I'll allow it. I'll allow it.
Anyway, that's Matt's number three.
Yeah.
Which so was number what? Three. Not saying thank you or acknowledging it at least.
Yes.
When somebody
being appreciative when somebody opens a door for you.
Okay. That's fair.
Dude, like, see, this my number three is kind of whack. Not being answered when you're talking to someone. Like when I'm talking to you.
Okay.
I'm telling you something. And then they're just like, I get no response. Happens a lot with like, we're going through it with like a couple of our kids right now.
Mm-hmm.
But even like, I'll just be telling like Teresa's story or anybody like something. I'm like, and then this happened and that was it. And they're just like yo.
Yeah.
I actually, in my house, I go acknowledge.
Yeah.
And they're like, I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they're not thinking they're not. It's rude.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, I need to check myself. Mm-hmm. Like, but I'm also just like,
Kids do that a lot.
Like, give me a, mm-hmm.
A lot of kids do that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's like, mm-hmm. Yeah, but it still bugs me.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Reagan. And she's like looking at me like, dude, do you not hear this person?
Yeah.
Can you say hello to them?
Yeah.
Your sister's asking you a question, whatever.
Yeah.
Bugs me.
Gotcha. Okay.
Not the strongest one, but I said like my list.
It's okay.
Dude, I was on an island. I didn't.
That's fine.
You guys are getting me cooking. Yeah. But.
That's fine. Okay. So number two. My number two is know-it-alls in general. Just in general, know-it-alls. But this is a similar, the person that
I know
is an
that.
Ida, right?
I know about that.
Is also probably a know-it-all. I feel like it's a similar personality.
Yes.
Type. Okay.
I agree.
I catch myself doing this, like correcting people. So I like actively try to not do
not
that.
To.
Like I've done it a lot in my life and like I've been way better at not doing that. So I for sure have done this before.
Yeah.
But like it's not just like it's unnecessary corrections. Like I'll say, hey, you know, like LeBron has 50,000 points. And they're like 50,201. It's like,
yeah.
All right,
bro. Unnecessary correction.
You get it.
It like is, that's not like
it,
that's.
It is actually 50,002.
Yeah.
Because he hit a three.
Yeah, I know.
It's fine. It's, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about
yes,
it.
Yes. That
so,
bugs me.
Unnecessary corrections. Like it was like a, like, so earlier when I said Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
Russell Crowe, that's not unnecessary. Because that is an actual, to me, that's like. There's different people, right?
Yeah.
So like that's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
But like I'm saying, like if it's a stat and it's barely different, like why? You're just trying to show that you know more than everybody
else.
Well,
I think it happens a lot now because everyone's got a computer in their pocket.
Yeah.
It's like I know people, like you're talking about it, and they're like Jamie on Joe Rogan. Like you're talking about, they'll just start Googling, like
but,
actually.
But yeah, it's like you're telling a story and you're like, like it was over by like Woodlawn or whatever. And they're like, actually, it was Oliver and the 1500 block of you're just like, 100%. Okay, dude, but that has no context
I have,
to
I have
my
two
overall
to
story.
Piggyback off of
Yeah.
Same vein.
Uh-huh.
Constant interrupters.
Mm.
Oh man.
Did I take it from you? I'm sorry. But also like you reminded me of because like I've caught myself doing it to Matt. Like I've been saying, like I've been cutting him off and I just seem like and I was just like, yeah, that's my fault, dude.
Hold that thought. If it is on your list, we'll get to
All right, we'll get to it.
Yeah.
But okay, the other one is like of the know-it-alls. Is the wild ass story guys, which happened a lot more often back before Google, but like the whole like the last time it happened to me, I was a sales manager, and one of my sales reps was talking about how he was a karate champion that and he had to register his hands as lethal weapons.
Yeah,
and I'm just like that's not true. He's like, yeah, sure it is.
Yeah,
I'm just like no. Like, I literally was like that rumor existed on every playground.
Yeah.
Before the internet.
Yeah.
But now everyone knows that is not a thing.
Yeah.
It's not a thing. And he was like down to ride with it.
Yeah.
Like, this is your dude. This is fake. Just
yeah.
stop.
Yeah.
And I also the big one for me is like you. They just know. They happen to know literally about everything you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
and like act like so. Like if it's sports, if it's cars, if it's fashion, like literally every single thing. It's like you don't know. I can tell you don't know anything about this. Yeah. And guess what? It's okay.
Right.
Like I remember we're hanging out with you guys on Tuesday night dinner. You guys were talking about hunting and beer and fishing and boats. And I'm just sitting there like, yeah, I don't know anything about this. I'm not going to sit here and like act like I know. I don't know anything about this.
Yeah.
And it's like, no matter what it is. Oh yeah, I know that. Mm-hmm. You don't like, and it could be even just like that. Like a reaction is if I tell you something that's like brand new, like your reaction is like, oh, that's interesting. Or it could be like, yeah, mm-hmm, yeah, you're right. It's like, no, you don't know anything about this.
Yeah.
I know you don't. And it's okay.
Yeah. Like, it's fine. You know? You're not being quizzed.
Yeah. So, yeah. And again, I have done this before. I can definitely have looked back at my past, been a know-it-all, try to stop being it.
But it's growth.
Definitely it's growth. Something that's that bothers good, me.
I like that.
And it's like, it's usually a person, right? So it's not like if you you know what you said before, that's fine, but like it's the same person that's always constantly doing it is
right.
what
gets,
it what
right.
is what like
help themselves.
Is like what wears you down. It's like so number two, know it all.
Okay, so my number two, they go hand in hand together, but people who are poor listeners and people who are constant interrupters. And so to me it really bothers me,
mm-hmm.
because when people, it's fine if you do it every now and then or something. It's not a big deal.
I do this.
Right?
I do this.
But it really, really bothers me. And I've had conversations, you know, about this with people and stuff, but like my family or whatever. Mm. But it's like...
What kind of conversations? Like you're bugging the shit out of me?
Well, just saying like, because to me, it's like if you're not listening to somebody, and there's a difference between like, I'm just like watching the show or something, but like... If you're not listening and you constantly interrupt, like let's say I'm telling you a story about something
and you're
constantly interrupting, or I can see it in your face that you're just formulating your response.
I'm waiting.
You're waiting for me to stop. And some of that's fine, but it just shows like you don't care at all about what I'm saying.
Right.
And you're inconsiderate about everything that I am saying. And like, and I think just to interrupt somebody, and not kids, but like adults and stuff, it's just like, okay, like, why am I even talking right now?
Then? Dude, it does get exhausting.
It bothers the crap out of me.
And I've been guilty of it too, but I agree. That is like a pet peeve. Like, dude, can you just listen to this?
Yeah.
And even I'll even say there's times where like I'll be hearing a story or something and I've heard the story before and I want to be like, dude, that guy. But you're just like, no, we're in sit in the pocket for this one.
Yeah. And there's different types of it, right? But if this is like, if I'm in the middle of a story or whatever I'm talking about, and you can tell like, I'm not at the end of this or whatever. And it's just like, yeah. And so I was over and it's like, I'm not even done with the story. Like, okay, you're just going to run right over me right here. And it's like, cool. Like, all right.
Do you ever go back to the drawing board when that happens to you several times? Like, maybe that story's just not that good. I need to punch that one up.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely take some reflection upon was I just dragging on? But I like to think that I can pick up on like social cues like pretty well. There's still a lot I'm trying to grow and evolve into, but I like to think that like if I'm saying something that's not engaging, it's like, all right, I'm gonna just like, yeah, we're gonna take this one down and not go into it the way I thought it or whatever. But anyway. Yeah, that's what's funny.
That's fair.
It bugs me. And I apologize.
I do it too. I do it too, for sure. All right, number two.
Number two, driving slow in the left lane. Like I drive all the time.
Come across.
I drive all the time.
Can you reach?
That's beep, 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 beep. Okay. That happened.
Yep. Yeah. And it just, dude, kick rocks.
So what does slow mean?
The speed limit.
The speed limit or under it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I will say I've been in the left lane going 10 miles an hour over the speed limit and someone's riding my tail.
You got to get over.
And I'm just like, no, dude. I'm like, buddy. Now I'm saying there's traffic in the right lane. Yeah. So I'm cruising left.
Yeah.
Left lane's open, but I'm not going to constantly get over and get back. Like, dude, 10 miles an hour isn't good enough for you. Then like you can speed around me and I will not.
See, I have respect for the left lane. And Kansans, I think, are one of the worst with the left lane. Like left lane is like, you're in the what do they call it, the
Autobahn.
Autobahn. and there is no speed limits. There is no laws. It's whoever wants to go whatever speed. And if there's somebody finding that wants to go faster and you're going 10, 15, 20 over, you gotta show respect to the left lane. You gotta get over and let him cook behind you.
I disagree with this one. There's a thing on the road. It's on a white sign, and it says speed limit.
No, Dave,
is what it says.
Wrong.
So you cannot complain about somebody going the speed limit
in the left lane.
The left lane is for passing.
No,
the left lane is for passing.
You know what the speed limit is?
What?
The flow of traffic.
Yeah.
If traffic at like 7 a.m. and you're hauling ass to the east side,
yeah,
and everyone's bumping,
yeah,
10 miles an hour because they're all just getting to work. Go, you best be going 10 miles an hour over everybody.
Nah. Yeah. Nah,
that's not what the speed, that's not what the law is.
And you're going to do it in the left lane too?
No, I'll go a little bit over the speed limit, but I'm not going to go like crazy. And if you're trying to go,
oh, thank God you're not driving on Saturday, dude.
If you're not trying to like getting all pissy because I'm not going a million miles an hour with the speed limit, F you. It's a speed limit. It's the freaking law.
Do you get flipped off a lot?
No.
I will say, I'm not going to get, if you're not in the left lane, if you're in the middle lane, fine, bro. I'm not going to get pissy about it.
You're good.
But I am just going to be like, yo, dude, it's a lot safer if you just go the same speed as all of us.
You got to respect the left lane, man.
But like, I mean,
left lane is,
well, obviously everybody's not going that fast because that's what you're saying, that the left lane is for faster people. So not the whole traffic's going that fast.
I'm saying like there's certain times in the morning, like, dude, like if you go to work at like 5 a.m. to 7 a.m.,
yeah,
like the early risers, those guys, we're all getting it 10, easily 10, like, the middle two lanes on Kellogg are going 10 miles and over. The left lane's pushing 15, 20. And then you are just cooking at the speed limit. It's dangerous, somewhat.
But whose fault is that? The people breaking the law?
Yeah,
or the people
I'm not saying it's not. I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm just saying
breaking the law.
Like, if, like, for your own safety, you should speed up a little bit.
That's fair.
But I'm also like, I'm not like, look at this jackass. Now, if you're in the left lane, I'd be like, look at this jack. I'm also like, I'm a road rager internally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I'm yelling at my windshield about
Sure.
I'm not flipping anyone off. I don't care about it.
I hold it inside. But no. Now we're in.
That's fair. I don't.
We're finding a lot out about ourselves tonight.
Yeah. All right. Number one.
Matt already knows. Open mouth chewing.
That's a common one.
That's
a common one.
And like kids do it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Do you give kids a pass, like, to a certain age?
No, I don't.
Like 3-4-year-olds?
Yeah.
Okay.
But like 7-year-olds?
Yeah.
Nah.
Dude, chew with your mouth closed.
Fair.
Yeah.
It's like my roommate in college was like an open mouth chewer. And like after a couple months when we're really good friends to this day, I finally was like, yo, Pootie, you gotta chew with your mouth closed. This is insane. Like.
Yeah.
Like. And then, like, I would see girls in college doing it. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Did no one ever look at you while you're eating and say, that's not okay?
That's kind of unattractive.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, dude.
It's probably all around unattractive.
Oh, there's my, and that's my red light.
That's your light.
But yeah, just,
that's
dude,
fair.
I just,
yeah.
Dude, hearing it, I'll be driving in my van and we'll be like passing out food.
And you're just like,
I'll be like, hey, who's got their mouth open? And of course, everyone's like, snitches, like,
that's funny.
Yeah.
I'm going to be out in Colin's driveway, just not picking up my shoes, chewing with my mouth open, leaving a shopping cart over.
Do you do chewing tobacco with your mouth open?
Both. I can open mouth breathe or close mouth breathe.
Sorry, I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
Look at us, dude.
Okay, that's a very common one. Doesn't bother me. I don't know. Doesn't bother me for some reason. But like,
it can
just sing people's food.
Doesn't bother me.
What?
Like it? I mean, I'm like, that's kind of gross, but it doesn't, like, I don't think about it. Really.
Yeah, it's same for me.
Like, I legit will just not make. I'm just like, I gotta look this way.
Yeah, that's fair.
I can't.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I didn't know that about you too. I knew that was gonna be your number one.
Yeah.
My number one. Dog moms.
Oh.
People who call themselves dog moms.
Fur babies.
People who say fur babies. People who treat their animals as children, period, in any way, shape, or form, drives me nuts.
Sure, Jessica. I'll meet you at the bar. Just let me lock my little kid in a cage for 7 hours.
Thank you. Your dog is absolutely nothing in any way, shape, or form like my child. There's zero similarity. Right. I have dogs. I have children. There's nothing the same. Like right. you said, when you go out for anything, you can't look at your kids in the kennel.
Yeah.
Right. It's completely different. It's not even close to the same thing. So like on Mother's Day, people will say that dog moms. F you. You are not a mother. You are not. Oh, hey. Not even kind of.
How about the single mothers that give themselves props on Father's Day?
That's agreed.
That one sucks too.
I agree. Same idea. Same idea. Very similar.
Back to your point though. I have a buddy, you guys know him, was hardcore. They had two dogs, mm-hmm. hardcore dog parents.
Yes.
Hardcore.
Yes.
Fur babies.
See, all, yeah, dog yeah, parents yeah. bothers me. I don't like that either.
Right. Yeah. And it annoyed me. I'd always roast him about it. Yeah. I'd be roasting him constantly about it, and he just like would take it on the chin.
Yeah.
I said, just wait till you have a kid. Because they're like trying to have kids.
Yeah.
They got pregnant. I said, dude, you got about 9 months
to
bond as much as you can because that dog is about to become toast. 100%. And he was like, no, not me. Da, da, da. Dude, 6 months in, that dog ain't nowhere to be found. It's in the basement. They used to sleep in between them. Yes. I'm like, yeah, bro, you're going to let that. He's like, what happened? Oh, Landry scratched my daughter in the face. Yeah. One time, bro.
Yeah.
That dog now sleeps in the kennel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
All right. Give me your number one real quick.
I like animals. I like dogs. Yes. They are not the same as children. Not even close. Don't call yourself
a one hundo.
Not a mom.
I have a couple more to add to that, but it's fine.
I want to keep going, but I got to go.
I know.
Yeah.
My number one, and it's similar to your chewing with the mouth up where it like disgusts me. Like there's a reaction that I have in me that I can't, is people that take out their chewing gum and will
on a plate
and will put it on a plate, a can.
I don't see that move very often, but it is gross.
Yes, it is.
And then they take it when they're done eating or doing whatever, and then they put it back in their mouth. I won't call anybody out who does this. If they're watching this, they'll know. And they already know this is the number one.
You know who you are.
Yeah.
You know who you are.
It makes
Does this person also check all the doors and lights in your house?
Yeah. And I even take it and like throw it and I'm like, I don't understand, like a pack of gum, you know, 2-3 bucks, whatever.
Get another piece.
There's 35 pieces in it. Throw it out. Get a new piece.
Also,
the new piece will be better.
Also,
it's better.
Also, just swallow it. I'm team swallow the gum.
7 Whoa. Years. You're done for 7 years.
I'm team swallow it, dude.
I wouldn't want to swallow it, but I would rather have them do that.
I
than
swallow
save
gum
it.
All the time.
What?
Tracy, my wife gets ass swallow gum all the time.
Oh, I heard it too. We're at the
no, run that back. Run that back.
Dave, we're running that back.
What did you guys think I said?
That.
What did you think I said?
There was not
some other
G
word with
say
a
it.
G.
It was
say
a
it.
C. It's more of a C.
Say it. Well, what did you think I said? Say it, dude.
It's like the gas station.
Stand 10 toes down. What do you think I said?
It's like the gas station come and go.
So what was the word? What do you think I said?
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway.
We took tape.
Oh, you guys are not standing 10 toes down behind
me. There was, I don't know.
Get your minds out of
that. After you said that, I don't know if I want to have 10 toes on anything.
That's funny. Okay. Hey. I think we should continue this a little bit at the beginning of next. Yes. We have some more stuff to mine here.
Yeah.
Yes.
But in the sake of the time, that's it for today. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you all next time.
Take it easy, lazy doggers.